This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations all across the country, as well as in the Caribbean. Hello down there, AM 1000, and all the people that are listening to us in the Caribbean tonight. And not to forget about around the world via the Internet. And hello, Germany. And hello, Maria and Major Mac. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the snowplow drivers, the sander drivers, because they are definitely getting their overtime duty tonight in the Rocky Mountains and out in the plains and the northern part of the U.S. of A. where we got big snow coming, and the bulk mail centers too. Now, your mail might be a little bit delayed here because they shut down a lot of roads yesterday, and a lot of the trucks that were out there were just sitting right there waiting for them to open up the gates again out there in the wide open Rocky Mountains. Now, also to the Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, the bus drivers, thanks for what you do, keeping America moving. And don't forget to check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of everything that's we got going on over there. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, last night President Trump came back home to South Florida, and he was in Sunrise in the ballpark where the Florida Marlins play, and that holds about 35,000 people thereabouts. It was packed. Okay?
Yes.
Now, let's listen to what the president had to say to begin with, because I've got the whole speech, but I'm not going to play the whole speech. It's an hour and a half long. But I am going to play the first couple minutes here. Here we go.
Wow. Man, you're a big place. Thank you very much, and thank you to Vice President Mike Pence. He's doing a fantastic job. And thank you to the great state of Florida. Thank you. Thank you. So less than 1 year from now, I will join voters across the Sunshine State, my home, as we head to the polls. And together we will win back the House, we will hold the Senate, and we will keep that beautiful, beautiful White House. We will keep it. We will keep it.
You know, we just set another stock market. You saw that, right? The stock market just hit another all-time in history high, meaning 401ks and jobs.
All right, well, I'm going to stop it there, but my point for playing that is that the president, obviously, you've got a big crowd there at the stadium.
inside and out. I happen to know that people were there last night when we were on the air. Last night when we were on the air, the parking lot was half full with people already there waiting to get in.
Exactly right. And this, of course, Captain, you know, I think we're going to see not the same thing that we saw in 2016, but I think it's going to be more people. It's going to be more enthusiasm because Trump now is running on a record. First, he was running back in 2016 on change. That's still a main component because we see exactly what's going on every day with the resistance of the deep state, whatever you want to call it. But now he's running on a record. The record is jobs, as you mentioned, 401k, these kinds of things, and people are excited.
And here's the other thing that you're not going to see the mainstream media, the ABCs, the CBSs, the CNNs, the MSNBCs, and the NBCs playing. You're not going to see them showing you all the diversity that was there, the blacks, the Latinos, and I mean lots and lots and lots of Latinos, because we're talking South Florida. And what's the big population in South Florida, Kyle?
Would they be Latino and Cuban?
Yeah. Cuban and Central American, Dominican Republic, Costa Rican, you name it. I mean, that's where they settled, is around Miami. And there was a lot of them that were there. Plus, you had a lot of blacks that were there. Plus, you had people that drove from as far away as Pensacola, Mobile, Alabama, Atlanta, Georgia, just to get there to see the president. I mean, my God, Kyle, the enthusiasm is unbelievable, and the Democrats can't even come close.
Well, they can't conceive of it. And also, none of this computes for them. You know, they think that it's a basket of deplorables. I mean, they think,
and I am a proud one myself, thank you.
Yeah, me too. And but the thing is, too, Captain, that if you are a member of a particular ethnic group or a particular racial group, and you are supporting President Trump, there are those who will attack you for some reason, that, you know, somehow you're not doing the right thing. This is the very definition, of course, of the control that that many in the media and so forth want to have.
And our beautiful First Lady went yesterday to a school, and they booed her in the school. They booed her. The kids in the school booed her. Now that tells me that's coming from the teachers indoctrinating the kids and coming from their houses.
Exactly right. Exactly right. And, of course, the cause that the First Lady was there for couldn't have been better. It was about opioid addiction.
Right. All right, and hold that thought. Folks, and we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And, by the way, there's a big big deal coming Florida way with legislation on the opioid addiction and whatnot. Our governor announced that yesterday, along with our Republican Party of Florida Chairman Joe Gruters. And you people coming back from the rally tonight, coming back home, be careful. Be careful. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-86.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Ah! Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our very good friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I use. I am a customer, and I have been for 3 years and 8 months now. And the fact of the matter is that if you're suffering from nagging pain, regardless of what it is, and in my case it comes from arthritis because I have a lot of injuries that I've suffered from in the past where in the military and in the firefighting service where I broke a lot of bones and did a lot of dislocations and things, and it comes back to bite you later in life, and right now it's biting me. But because of the arthritis, I was taking Mobic and Flexerol, which has side effects to it, and I was on that for about 10 years, and I just decided finally one day, hey, I'm not going to take this anymore. So after trying Relief Factor, after trying Aleve for a while and finding out that it caused internal bleeding, which it did, I heard my buddy Mike Gallagher on the radio advertising Relief Factor. So I said, well, what the heck, $20, what have I got to lose? I tried it, never looked back, and I've been on it ever since, 3 years, 8 months. Simply put, folks, it works for me. Now, if you've got arthritis, if you've got back pain, if you've got neck pain, if you've got shoulder pain, if you've got hip pain, if you've got knee pain, if you've got ankle pain, if you've got foot pain, or if you've got just general pain at all, or muscle aches, this stuff will work. That's all I can tell you. This stuff will work. So let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start program right away. You go over to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 3-week quick start. It's $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Costs you about another $5 or $6 to get it to you in 2 to 3 days max. And then follow the instructions. Don't just take one packet of 4 pills once a day. Take it 3 times a day with meals. Take it in for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner. If you only eat twice a day, then take it twice a day. But take it with your meals and do it exactly the way it says to begin with. Get it in your system, and you'll find out, I've been told by the people that buy it here on this program, 80% of you stay on Relief Factor.
So the website again to go to, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Sign up for the 1995 3-week quick start. After all you got to lose is pain, right? Relieffactor.com/captain. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, I'll get back to the president's speech here in a minute because there's plenty of excerpts from it to play. And, of course, we do have it here. There's some networks that may or may not be playing it tonight, but most of them will wait till tomorrow to do it when they've got their morning guys to do it. But this is tomorrow's news tonight, right?
Exactly, yeah.
All right. So, now, the president was interviewed in a Rose Garden yesterday before he came down to Florida, and they were talking about Iran getting nuclear weapons. And, of course, the president said that he will do everything in his power to make sure that Iran does not get nuclear weapons. Now, it's already past H-hour, if you will, for all the different material that they have processed and have sitting there ready to go. And I suspect, and so does the world, that they already have one or two or three or four or maybe as many as a half dozen warheads. They just don't have anything reliable to attach it to. But the president wants to avoid war at all costs because wars kill people. So they're still trying to negotiations. Mike Pompeo is still trying to address that. I don't know where this is all going to go, but what say you?
Well, we know, Captain, that the Iranian regime is becoming more desperate as every day goes by. They've had these protests and unrest. The fuel prices literally doubled. Imagine what, you know, obviously the economy is under great strain, and then you double the fuel prices. That's a recipe for unrest and total disaster. They're now trying, I think, mostly for local consumption, to blame the United States.
That's right.
Blame Saudi Arabia. We talked about
Israel.
Israel, that's right. You know, we talked
United
about
United Kingdom.
That's right. And the red line is being invoked now, that there's some kind of red line that they will destroy the United States. And while we hear that and we kind of think sometimes that sounds a bit far-fetched, it doesn't mean that they wouldn't do some kind of desperate act.
Yeah.
So this is where the president comes into play, and the idea of either back-channeling things or making it clear that the Iranians don't know what President Trump is going to do, because, you know, God forbid they do something with a nuclear weapon or something like that, that's all bets would be off. But of course the idea is to keep them from believing that they could do anything and get away with it at all.
Well, they got those little boats that they use, and then they got some bigger boats they use, and they've got some cruise missiles that they have capable of firing at ships on the water. And I'm just waiting for them to take a pot shot, some jockey sitting there with his finger on the trigger, take a pot shot at one of our carriers or one of our cruisers or one of our destroyers and sink it. And if they did that, war would break out in a matter of minutes.
Well, sure, it would be a direct attack upon the United States of America, and the president would respond appropriately, of course. And again, this is one of those things. It could be a flashpoint in history, basically. But right now, I think the idea, of course, is to continue the sanctions. They are working. They are straining the Iranian regime very, very much so.
Well,
and we'll have to hopefully, you know, see how that pans out.
We need to have this little clip here right now from Mike Pompeo, because Iran is threatening journalists who are trying to cover the story of what's going on, and they've threatened journalists. Now listen to this.
Voice of America?
Thank you. Hi, I'm with the Voice of America. So, Reporters Without Borders strongly condemned today the Iranian intelligence threats against journalists working for the international media like Voice of America, BBC, Radio Free Europe, Manitou, with intimidation on social media and relatives in Iran, summoned for interrogation. What's your take on it?
So I've seen those reports, and I've certainly seen the Iranians engage in activity that is fundamentally at odds with the central understandings we have here in America about how the press ought to be treated. So I don't know that I have much more to add other than the entirety of how the president has thought about the Middle East and the malevolent activity of the Islamic Republic of Iran drives towards working to eradicate what you just described. What we've advocated for inside of the Islamic Republic of Iran is a change in the behavior of the regime. Behave like a normal nation, which permits its people to engage in commerce, to take care of their families, that would have normal press freedoms. Those are the very, very objectives that our policy has been aimed at for the entire time of the Trump administration. We'll keep working on. When I see those reports, it reminds me that our work is certainly not yet complete.
Now, I don't know who's more radical in Iran, whether or not it's the Ayatollah and his religious cronies, or whether it's not it's that general from the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps who came out and threatened the red line in the sand.
Right. Well, no kidding.
Well, he didn't say sand. He just said red line.
Yeah, he said don't cross.
And by the way, I'm wearing a red shirt. Does that mean I got a red line on here?
Well, it means I think that they know you're coming. You know,
okay.
And they'd be afraid, very afraid.
But... Oh yeah. Duck. Duck.
I do think, Captain, that the desperation and the worry is probably through that person and also through the mullahs, the Ayatollah as well, because they realize, and if there are any students of history, Captain, they're going to realize that their regime is going to fall. It's going to crumble at some point, they can try to keep it up for a time as they have, but this kind of thing just never really works. So I think that we're going to see some changes in the near term, hopefully. But in the short term, the desperation factor could drive them to oppress their people even more and lash out and try to flip the script and have something else happen in the Middle East, which begins to take the pressure off them.
And we'll have more discussion about the Iranian situation when Colonel Jim Warshak comes on in hour number 4. Of course, he's a retired special ops covert operator. And he's also the chairman of the Republican Party of Hillsborough. And we're very fortunate to have him on the program every week with the Colonel's Corner. And I know you listen to that, Kyle, because he is just a wealth of information.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, and of course he was also the chief of staff for General Mike Flynn. And he told me again the other day that the attorney Sidney Powell, with the information that she's got, looks like as if they're going to be able to exonerate completely Lieutenant General Mike Flynn, that he's going to put the shoe on the other foot. And I'm telling you, if I was the Democrats and the people that set him up, James Comey and company, I would start heading for the hills.
Well, right. Because
he's going to own them.
Well, that's right. Well, the truth will out, basically. And when the American people see the level of what people have gone to in order to frame people and to drive these things, with bad information or false information or lies, that the American people are going to be very angry, and they like to make their voice heard, Captain, at the ballot box.
I'm laughing because Al is telling me he's in 6 inches of snow up there and it's still snowing. I told you, Al. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. All right, folks, we're coming right back. And on the Truckers Highway and Bible Report in about 15 minutes or so, we are going to tell you what's going on. And it ain't pretty if you're up there west of, west of Omaha. It ain't pretty. And it's all going east. All right, we'll be right back with more. Captain's America Third Watch coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A dangerous snowstorm is moving through the nation's midsection on a path that started in Colorado on Monday and is set to end up in Michigan's Upper Peninsula by Wednesday. And the busiest travel day of the year is right in the middle. Weather Service forecaster Jim Hayes.
This storm has already produced as much as 31 inches of snow in Estes Park, Colorado. That snow band is now moving out into the central plains, affecting portions of Kansas and Nebraska. They'll move through Iowa, up through Minnesota and Wisconsin during the overnight into Wednesday morning.
At least one death is already blamed on the weather. Parts of the east, from the mid-Atlantic to New England, are expected to see heavy rain along with gusty winds. That could cancel out the huge balloons planned for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 55 points, the S&P 500 up 7, and the NASDAQ up 15. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and next week we'll probably try to reach out to Wayne Allyn Root again and get a hold of him. He was taking a short week, and he's going to be on tape on Newsmax and all that stuff. You know, these big boys, they go away, most of them, for the holidays, and they put things on tape, and you get to see old shows that, you know, they think are popular, and that's what you want to see. But meantime, there's news breaking around all around you. Well, guess what? Yours truly will be here through the end of the week, live as we normally are. Why? Because the news doesn't stop just because it's Thanksgiving or whatever. And you know that about me, that I'm going to be live on the air. So there you go. And I just hope that we don't have to report about a lot of stuff going on in the world. But if we do, we do. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. So Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And all you got to do is try it on over to the website, geico.com, to get yourself a quote. You type in your zip code, and boom, you get it. In the meantime, Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring up to 21 million people and growing. And I am one of the people that they insure, and we thank them very much. They've done a great job by me, and I've saved a lot of money. As a matter of fact, yesterday they called me up when I was transferring vehicles and changing the coverage, and he says, oh, by the way, Captain Bruce, your coverage is going to drop again because of your safe driving record. Well, great, great, and that's what they do. But anyway, your local Geico office can give you a quote for anything that you own. Now, starting with your car, starting with your truck, coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your
RV, your Sea-Doo, your Ski-Doo, your Wanna-Doo, your Can-Doo, and they can even help you with homeowners and renters insurance, too. All you got to do, and this is how you get it started, you go to the website, geico.com, you type in your zip code, and you will get two things. You will get the agent closest to you, number one, and number two, you will get an opportunity to get a quote right directly off their website, if that's what you want to do. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, President Trump, a couple of things going on here, said that he denied sending Rudy Giuliani to the Ukraine to probe the Bidens. But the New York Times came out with a story, citing their source, that the president knew of the complaints about the Bidens before the aid was released. He already knew about it.
Right. Yeah, the whistleblower report that was going to be coming in.
Yeah.
I understand. Exactly. Yeah. But the president still, he released the aid. There doesn't appear to have been anything that happened as a result of that, from what we can tell. So, again, it's back to the no quid pro quo. But also at the same time, you know, Giuliani would have gone to Ukraine because a lot of this had to do with trying to root out number one, corruption, which was the president's, ultimate idea here. But also at the same time, Giuliani has to defend his client, and that took him to Ukraine as well.
Yeah, and this Pfizer report, this IG report that's fixing to come out, could change the entire impeachment picture altogether because of the whoa. Well, we just lost Kyle. Okay, he'll have to call me back. I'm not sure what he's calling me on, but he just went out like a shot in a cannon. But anyway, and we'll get him back here in a minute. But this impeachment report, the IG report coming back, is definitely going to change the picture of things altogether. And, okay, Kyle, it sounded like you went out on a jet plane that time.
Oh, wow. No, I don't know what happened. Lost the line. Sorry.
Yeah, well, there's something going on. You've got a lot of bad weather around you out there tonight.
That's true.
So that's something that happened out that way. And then again, maybe it's all the snow on those dishes, those microwave towers when they shoot the signals back and forth. But anyway, getting back here to reality, the situation that we're going to see with this report coming out, the IG report, which is supposed to be coming out very soon, I believe another week, if I remember correctly.
The 9th, yes, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. That could change the whole impeachment picture altogether because of the players of the game. Some names are going to come up here, and it may not be some of the people we've been hearing about.
Well, exactly right. And I think this is one of the reasons, Captain, that the Democrats have been racing.
That's right.
The impeachment thing going.
That's right.
Adam Schiff and just, you know, iron fisting this whole thing together. And so that's what they're doing. They realize, Captain, that there's a lot that's going to be exposed. And I think they're very, very worried about that.
All right. Now let's listen to more of what the president had to say last night in Sunrise at the arena down there where they had some 33,000 to 35,000 people maximum capacity inside and more people outside watching on the big screen TVs. This was a packed house, and again, I challenge any of the Democrats anywhere to tell me they can hold this kind of a rally, but here we go.
Everybody's getting rich, and I'm working my ass off, that I can tell you. Before you leave the arena, make sure that you register to vote. We can't take any chances. We're doing great in Florida. As you know, you have a great governor. We're very happy with Ron. He's doing a fantastic job. But make sure you register to vote. As we gather together for Thanksgiving, you know, some people want to change the name Thanksgiving. They don't want to use the term Thanksgiving. And that was true also with Christmas, but now everybody's using Christmas again. Remember I said that? But now we're going to have to do a little work on Thanksgiving. People have different ideas why it shouldn't be called Thanksgiving, but everybody in this room I know loves the name Thanksgiving, and we're not changing it. Americans have so much to be thankful for. The economy is booming, wages are rising, crime is falling, poverty is plummeting, confidence is soaring, and America is stronger than ever before.
All right, I'm going to stop it there for a second. Now, there are some people that will tell you, don't believe the hype. It's not true. The wages really aren't going up. The economy really isn't getting that better. Gas isn't really dropping in price. No, it's not this. It's not that. Really? Do you know what I paid for gasoline yesterday, Kyle?
What's that?
$2.15 a gallon. What'd you pay?
Well, I just happened to drive by the gas station on the way home, and the lowest price I saw was $3.57, and I thought, that's a deal.
$2.15 a gallon, right, yesterday, and there may be some gas cheaper than that around me. But the fact of the matter is, you people out there are getting screwed. Why? Because what did they do here not too long ago? They jacked the gas price up, what, 50 cents a gallon in California?
Yeah, that's right, the new taxes.
And how's that working out for you?
Well, it doesn't work out well. I mean, you go to fill up your car and or a truck or what have you, especially your work truck, and it costs an awful lot more than it should.
But how about the people on the streets that it was supposed to help get rid of? How about the cleaning up of the mess that they're leaving behind and all that? How's that all working out?
Well, there would be no real evidence that anything like that is happening.
Of course not, because what are the politicians doing with the money? They're using it for their favorite little pet projects, and maybe they're even padding their bank accounts with some of it, for all I know, because we are, after all, talking about California now, aren't we?
Well, right, and it's a real sad thing, you know, and it's interesting, too, Captain, some of the people I talk to, you know, people talk about, you know, where they might go if they leave California, but a lot of people just, they want California to return to what it once was, and that may be a pipe dream at this point, but
there's only one way you can do that, Kyle.
We got to get more people. We got to change the legislature and the governor.
Yeah, but how do you do that? You boot the illegals the hell out of there, and you get them to stop voting. They legalize the illegals, being able to make them vote or allow them to vote in state elections. Well, you can't tell me that when they allow them to vote in a state election, that some of them aren't voting in a federal election.
Exactly. And if you raise the specter of voter fraud, well, then you're immediately called a racist or something like that.
How about you're called an American patriot because you know people are sneaking through the gates?
Well, right, and it's a very, very sad thing, but eventually more and more people will leave California, and it won't be the sort of business.
By the way, your fan club is chiming in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Terry in Nashville. Good morning, Terry. Let's see, Joanne in, where's she at? Joanne in San Diego is chiming in. Terry. Oh, I already said Terry, sorry. Mark, the trucker in Arkansas at home, is chiming in. Lois up in North County here in Tampa area is chiming in. Jane down in Miami is chiming in, listening to us. She said she appreciated hearing the president. She was at the rally, by the way. She was at the rally. So there you go. So they're all chiming in. So your fan club is liking you.
Well, thank you, and thanks to everybody.
Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And you will be on tonight, Thanksgiving morning, because the news doesn't stop.
Exactly right.
All right, Kyle, see you then.
Sounds good.
All righty, and that is a fact, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, because tomorrow morning I will be on live just like I'm supposed to be. All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
Alrighty.
Big wheels rolling.
Merle Haggard.
Gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling. moving on.
The theme song from the television show Moving On, Will and Sonny Pruitt, many years ago, and Claude Akins and Frank Converse were the two stars of that. $2 a mile, they'd go anywhere the load would go. Had that big old black single bunk KW with a 40-foot Great Dane trailer behind it, which at the time was a big trailer. I remember the weight limit was 73,280 pounds at that time, before it went up to 80,000, and of course that show is a legend in the truck driving archives. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you, and I guarantee you that out there, oh gosh, Denver west, all the way up north into Montana, and all the way down south into New Mexico, Denver west, you guys and gals are sitting right now on some of the major thoroughfares close by, and you may even be in a Pilot or Flying J, because there's some people that aren't going anywhere yet. Roads are closed because of what's going on. I'm about to tell you, because this is a big system. Now, we've got powerful storms, two of them, creating hazardous pre-Thanksgiving travel for the western and central U.S. It's also affecting airplane flights. So please, if you're hopping on an airplane, make sure your plane is leaving on time, because there's a bunch of planes that Denver yesterday, it may not be the case today, but Denver was delayed. Today it looks like Minneapolis will be delayed. Kansas City will be delayed. Probably Des Moines, probably Milwaukee, maybe even Chicago by the looks of the weather. Certainly Albuquerque could be in the mix. Phoenix could be in the mix. California, Sacramento, good Lord, Las Vegas could be in the mix here. Salt Lake City could be in the mix. Some of the major airports out west, Portland, Oregon. So call ahead to make sure that your flight is still on time. But a powerful storm will shift from the central plains into the upper Midwest today, with a swath of heavy snow and damaging to the south of the storm track, strong winds, which will also shift into the northeast on Thanksgiving Day, which could impact the celebrations, and by the way, it could ground the big balloons. Remember, high winds, and they don't put the balloons up in the air at a Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. So we'll see what happens there. Now, the western part of the U.S. is also being impacted by a powerful storm, separate storm, back-to-back storms, heavy mountain snow, 1 to 2 to 3 feet or more. Higher up you go, the more snow there is. And very strong winds, winds gusting 40, 50, 60 miles an hour in some cases. And some winds last night were yesterday were reported up to 70 miles an hour in some of the passes out there in California. Now, they'll continue. It will continue to impact much of the region out west. So let me start in California. Actually, let me start in Washington State. Eastern part of Washington State, the problem is not necessarily snow. It's the high winds up on I-90 and over on I-84 and coming on down the Hood River Valley, coming off of Cabbage, where they've got snow. You'll run out of it when you get down below. But before you get to Portland, Oregon, winter storm warning around Mount Hood. So be advised of that. Winter storm warning all the way through the rest of Oregon, all the way down into California. This now takes you pretty much down almost into the Napa Valley of California, but certainly into all the higher elevations, 2,000 feet and up, a winter storm warning. And Tehachapi, El Cajon, Donner Pass was shut down, both sides going west, going east. So if you were in California, you were stuck there. If you were in Reno, you were stuck there, although Reno's not too bad of a place to be stuck at. And hello, 1180. Nevada, a lot of snow in the higher elevations, winter storm warnings everywhere, general snow everywhere else. Arizona, Kingman, Arizona, going over towards Flagstaff, Arizona, winter storm warning, of course, and the southern part of Arizona, not looking too bad, except for, you ready, rain, and lots of it, which could be causing some flooding on the desert floor down there. So be advised of that going across I-10 and I-8 and even I-17 before you get up into the snow up around Flagstaff. Now, over to the east, let's go to Utah is pretty much the whole state's inundated with a winter storm warning and snow. Idaho, pretty much the same thing. Montana, pretty much the same thing. The western part of North Dakota, absolutely. Rapid City, South Dakota, yep. Wyoming, the northern part of Wyoming for sure. It is moving to the east, so Long I-80 in Wyoming, you may be in for a little bit of a reprieve right now because your snow has moved off to the east, but it's coming from the west again. Colorado, west of Denver, west of 25, yep, over the passes, be prepared for that. Probably have to chain up in some areas. Down in New Mexico, to the north of Albuquerque, the west of Albuquerque, towards the Indian Reservation and the higher elevation, snow. All the way down into the Rio Doso area, Roswell, New Mexico area, snow. Winds in the western part of Texas, Lubbock, you got some high winds tonight. And then in Kansas, the eastern part of Kansas, high winds with snow in the northern part, central part of Kansas tonight. And Nebraska, oh boy. Al says he's got 6 inches on the ground right now. Well, you got more coming probably tomorrow, Al. I don't know about tonight, but the snow, the winter storm warning is off to the east of you probably right now, Al. And it's over into Iowa, up into Minnesota. I'm pretty sure George up in Burnsville is out there on the plow tonight, plowing the driveways and whatnot, because they have a winter storm warning for most of Minnesota, most of Wisconsin, winter storm warning, upper peninsula of Michigan, winter storm warning, western part of Michigan, general snow, and that is moving to the east. Then you've got a lot of high winds tonight, Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, again, eastern part of Oklahoma, the eastern part of Arkansas, and the northern part of Arkansas, the western part of Tennessee, all of Kentucky, all of West Virginia, the western part in the mountains of Virginia, the western half of Pennsylvania, the western half of New York State. And by the way, there is some lake effect snow starting in right now off Lake Ontario in the northern part of New York around Watertown, and that could expand as the day goes along, so be prepared. As well as there's some lake effect snow that's starting to expand on the east side of Lake Michigan, Michigan headed towards the east. Right now it'll be following, it looks like, I-94. And then in the south, the best place to be right now is Florida. Even though it might be a little cool down here, it was still 74, 75 degrees today. It'll be 77, 78 roughly today, 78 or 9 tomorrow. We'll probably have some of the best weather in the country here. So if you can get to Florida, come on down here for a couple days. You'll love it. And by the way, I saw a number of tourists yesterday in my travels because I was all over the place yesterday. Whew, man. I started out in St. Pete. I wound up going to Largo. Then from Largo, I wound up going to Clearwater, and from Clearwater I wound up going to Newport Richey, from Newport Richey back down to Clearwater, from Clearwater back over to St. Pete, and then from St. Pete back over here to the radio station. And, geez, what a day I had yesterday. Just unbelievable. More to come about that. And then Texas along the Gulf, you've got some high winds and some surf conditions there. Might have some showers along the Gulf of Mexico from Houston south down towards Galveston. But that's pretty much the weather. And, again, if you don't like the way the weather is right now, and if it stops snowing somewhere in Wyoming or the western part of Nebraska, and you're going, boy, this is great, look to the west because it's coming more. A second storm coming. Could be worse than the first one, guys and gals. So get done what you got to get done. And for those of you sitting in the truck stops, I know what it's like. Been there, done that. When you can't go nowhere because of the weather, they close the gates or whatever. All right, I'll be right back. Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, coming right up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.